So, Rabbi, so you know, in this week's parsha, it's incredible and magnificent events that unfold throughout the entire parsha. But one of the most, you know, incredible and dramatic things we see is the beginning of the real makings of Klal Yisrael. You know, up until Parshas Vayetze, so the story of Bereishis is about individuals. You have Avos and Imos, and the first time Parshas Vayetze is when you see the beginnings of Klal Yisrael. As Yaakov Avinu has children, as the Shvatim come into being, we see again that they're almost like the sapling of our nationhood beginning to sprout. So, of course, we know that the incredible drama in the marriage between Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. So the Torah says the following, that when Leah has her fourth son, so the Torah says, Vatar Od, this is in Parakhov Taz, Pasuk Lamedei, chapter 29, verse 35, she became pregnant again, Vatelet Bein, she had a son, Vatomra Hapam Odes Hashem, this time I will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Kein Kara Shemo Yehuda. Therefore she called his name Yehuda. Hodah, thanksgiving. So Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos. I'm going to quote it to you. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra B'Shirim Bayochai, Miyom Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, Lo Haya Adam Shaho. So first of all, I'm sorry, let me go back for a second. Rashi HaKadosh says, what does it mean, Hapam Odes Hashem, this time I'll thank God? So Rashi says, remember again, Yaakov Avinu had four wives. The assumption was, they knew Baruch HaKodesh, he was going to have 12 sons. So the assumption was that what? Each woman would have three sons. When Leah Imenu has a fourth son, so Rashi HaKadosh says, Hapam Odes Hashem, this time I'll thank God. Why? Al Shenata Yose Michelki. I took more than my portion. Fine. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, has a different approach. Rashi Shema Yochai says, listen to this. Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Olam Alohaya Adam Shodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the time that the world was created, there was no one who ever gave thanks to God. Ad Shebaasa Leah Vahodaso. Leah Imenu was the first person to ever say thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam for something that occurred. Shene'emar, Hapam Odes Hashem. This time I will thank God. So Rav Shuav Zecher Tzadik Livracha asks a very simple question. He says, what does that mean? Leah Imenu was the first person to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's V'yesh La'ayim. V'chilhi lo holda Avram Yitzchak B'yachav Ezech Kodesh Baruch Hu. Akol HaChesed She'asi Yitam. I don't understand. You think Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov never said thank you? You think Sarah and Rivka never said thank you? Rachel never said thank you? You know, say it even simpler. You think that when Noach got on the Teva, he didn't say thank you? You think when Noach got off the Teva, especially got off the Teva, he didn't say thank you? I mean, what does this mean? That Leah Imenu was the first person to ever say thank you to the Ribbono? It's such a dramatic Gemara. Especially, again, we're talking about the Avos and the Imos, Avram Yitzchok, Sarah and Rivka, people of such high moral quality and caliber. They never said thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's true. We never see it stated explicitly in the text. It doesn't have to be stated explicitly. I understood they said thank you. So listen to this. Rav Schwab has a magnificent insight. And Rav Schwab says, if you look at the births of Leah's earlier children, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, there's a common theme in each of the names. Leah's naming of her children is quite heartbreaking. So she says, when she names Reuven, she says, Hapam, excuse me, Ki'ata Yehavani Ishi. So right when she goes in and she names, or I'm sorry, actually Reuven is, Ki Ra'a Shemes Anyi, God saw my suffering. When she goes ahead and she names Shimon, Ki Shama Hashem Kisnua Anochi. Leah's naming of her children reflects the fact that she feels that she does not have her husband's love, that she does not have her husband's affection. And the truth is, she has it, but not to the degree that she wants. She was not the chosen wife, she was the de facto wife. And you feel Leah Imenu's pain. And therefore, with every single son, she says, God saw my pain, now my husband will love me. Levi, hapam yilave elayishi. Now my husband will connect with me. Now my husband will love me. With the hope that with the birth of sons, her relationship with Yaakov ultimately again will go ahead and blossom into what she always wanted. And says Rav Schwab something amazing. V'lachin, Al-Knira, Shalonen Sabakashasa. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. Her relationship with Yaakov did not change one bit. Yaakov loved her. It's very important you saw. The Torah says that Yaakov loved Rachel Mileah, right? He loved Rachel more than Leah, which we infer from that what? He loved Leah, but not as much as Rachel. And there's no fault in Yaakov Avinu for that. Remember again, you have to give Yaakov Avinu an incredible amount of credit. After being duped into marrying Leah, could have easily what?
Hated her.
And more than that, walked away. Who says you have to stay married? Right? I'm saying, who says you have to, you were tricked into marrying this woman. Who says you have to stay married to her? But he stayed because he understood that obviously there's some love of Hashgacha here. Did he love her as much as Rachel? No, he didn't. That's not a condemnation of him. It's no fault in him. He did the best with the circumstances he was given. Le'imenu was constantly, let him love me, let him love me, let him love me. And then says Rav Schwab something amazing. She realizes, as they say, ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna change. The relationship is not going to evolve to anything more than it is. Watch this. Therefore, when it comes to the birth of his fourth son, she doesn't daven anymore for Yaakov to love her anymore. She doesn't daven for it. Rather, what does she say? Hapam, listen to this. Hapam odes Hashem. When Yehuda is born, she stops davening for Yaakov's love. And she simply says, you know what? It's time for me to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll listen to these words. Bechol matzav shehu. I have to learn to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever my circumstances are. Beinim hu yisparach memali mishalosi. I have to thank God whether He gives me what I want. Bein she'eno nosin li bakashasi. Or if I don't give Him what I want. Or if He doesn't give me what I want. V'hoda'a kizu. L'hodos la'akadosh baruch hu b'hoda'a gimura b'chol leibav. This type of thanks, this type of gratitude to God with all of my heart. Listen to Rav Schwab's word. Al hanasina va'al ha'inasina. Thanking God whether He gives me or He doesn't give me. Lo haisa ba'olam ad sheba saleya. No one ever gave gratitude, no one ever gave thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this before Leah Eminu. There are plenty of people before Leah who gave thanks to God when they got what they wanted. Leah Eminu was the first to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, whether you give me what I want or you don't give me what I want. Thank you. That's the level of Hakara Satob. That's the level of gratitude that Leah Eminu had. And this is an incredible level of gratitude that we have to emulate as well. We all give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things go our way. We all give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we get exactly what we want from life. Of course, I'm not an ingrate. If God gives me my parnasa, God gives me my health, God gives me my children, God gives me whatever it is, of course I'm going to say thank you. The godless of Leah Eminu is the ability to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when I don't get what I want. Hapam. Hapam, what does it mean, hapam? Now, even though when I know the birth of this son, I now have four sons, I've taken more than my portion, I'm still not going to get his love anymore. But you know what? Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for what you give me, and thank you for what you don't. And now we understand the Svarno. The Svarno says that we are called Yehudim. Right? We are called Yehudim after Hapam Odeas Hashem. Because the Svarno says to teach us that the mid of gratitude is one of the most important midos that a Jew could possess. But now with Rav Schwab's understanding, it's even more. It's not just the mid of gratitude. It's the ability to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nesina and for the inasina. The ability to say thank you to God for the things that I get and even for the things that I don't. We'll say we should be zochem, yartza Hashem. Halav HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us kol mishalos libeinu. The Rosh Hashem should give us everything we want and everything we need. But generally, it doesn't work. We always get what we want. We should say differently. We always get what we need. We don't always get what we want. But we should try to have the koach of Leah Imenu. That even when we don't get exactly what it is that we want, we should have the koach to say thank you. We should have the koach to say thank you for the nesina and for the inasina. We should have the koach ultimately, again, to live a life of hapam odes Hashem.